The next step is to invite 3 to 5 contacts with the help of your enroller to attend your meeting, whether it's an in-home coffee shop, three-way, etc., within the next 2 days.
Now, the amateur says, I want you to invite some people. The professional says, let's invite some people. And so you open up to the invite section with your new distributor, with your new person. You go to page 19 through 22, and you read about how to invite properly. And maybe you do some role playing right there. And then you talk about people in your database, and you help them make those calls right there for a meeting that they're going to have in the next 2 days. Now, why in the next 2 days? Why not next week? You know, I mean, they just enrolled tonight. Let's say it's Wednesday night and you have a weekly meeting on Wednesday nights, which is great. It's great to have a weekly meeting. That's an anchor. But you cannot build a business week to week on one weekly meeting. It's not going to happen. It's not going to grow fast enough. And so the business always happens today and tomorrow. In the next 48 hours, today and tomorrow, we want this to turn around very quickly.
And if you're to wait to the next week, guess what happens? You're going to teach your people to wait another week. And let's say you have 10 people. And if everyone is waiting a week to get started, you're going to push back everyone's success a week. And over time, 10 weeks and year or 2 years or 3 years.
So by always having the mindset that your business happens today and tomorrow. Of course, do we schedule things for next week? Well, yeah, I mean, we got to be intelligent about scheduling our time. But I don't invite friends to come next week. It's today or tomorrow. And if it doesn't work, then the last scenario is next week. If we can shorten the frequency, shorten the revolution, the time it takes to duplicate yourself, you'll enjoy success so much faster. In fact, what we want to do is we want to introduce successes and we want to introduce failures much sooner in the process.
And if you help me today to invite someone and they enroll in the business and I make money today, do you think I'm going to be excited about that, Seth?
Big time.
And I'm going to tell more people about it. So getting people started right away is important. Now, here's what the amateur does. The amateur says, go contact your people. Here's what the professional does. The professional will get on the phone with you, taking that database, and will help you to invite people. Now, a lot of people are afraid of inviting, and we'll talk more about this in the inviting section. But here's what the professional does. If the person is afraid to invite, the professional will say, great, let's go down your list. Let's pick a few people. And then you're going to coach, or your mentor will coach you. Okay. And they might say something like this. Hey, my name is Mark and I'm starting a new business and I'm just doing on the job training. And I have my mentor on the phone. This is Seth Mulder. He's one of the top money earners in this company and my mentor. And what Seth is going to do, he's going to jump in and invite my contact to get information on my behalf. And so your mentor is going to mentor you along that process. And if your mentor is new or your enroller is new, guess what you're going to do? You're going to go up. You're going to find someone that knows how to do this business. And you're going to find that person. You're going to ask that person to help you, to mentor you along the way. If you're confident and you know how to invite and you're not afraid to invite, well, this is our recommendation. You can get on the phone with your mentor and just have them be muted on the phone. And they're going to listen to you inviting. And then after you're done, they're going to mentor you and give you some positive suggestions how to make your invite even better.
The tendency is at this process to become an amateur and to tell the people to go home and contact. And you just can't let that happen. You should not leave the new person without having sat down with them and they schedule some appointments or make some calls and actually talk to some people. If you do, you are introducing something other than the proven plan. So as you start to invite people to look at the business, you're going to find out, surprisingly, that not everybody's going to say yes right off the bat. In fact, they're going to have some objections, and this is common. It might even be considered normal. They might say something like, I don't have any time.
Or I have no money.
Or I'm not into sales.
Or is this a pyramid scheme?
Or I don't know anyone. Or whatever, right? And rest assured, that's okay. Be prepared for that. In fact, I'll let you in on a little secret. I think I said the same thing when Mark called me. We'll be handling and discussing this more in the Resolve Concerns section, but we just wanted to let you know this does happen.